Good morning and welcome to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. GOP congressional hopeful Mia Love is back in Utah after an appearance at the Republican National Convention. The Saratoga Springs mayor and candidate in Utah's 4th District is continuing to attract support from major GOP figures, including former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who will be in Utah today to campaign for Love. But incumbent Democrat Jim Matheson is putting up a fight, attacking her views on government spending as extreme. Mia Love joins me now on the phone to talk about the latest developments in the campaign. And Mayor Love, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
Mia, we'll talk about your event with Condoleezza Rice in just a minute. But first, as you know, yesterday your opponent Jim Matheson held a news conference saying your proposal to eliminate grants to local police agencies would put public safety in jeopardy. What are you proposing when it comes to, for example, public safety grants, and what's your response to Mr. Matheson?
Well, here's the funny thing. The proposal, the list that we put out was just there as a starting point. I just put a laundry list of things saying, let's start discussing this. So he's taking that laundry list and saying this is her plan and an attempt to try and do everything he can to distort, you know, claims. He's trying to be as divisive as he possibly can. And I really think it's desperate. It's an attempt to get Utahns to not look closely at his record, which is a record of more debt, more spending, and bigger government. And you know, it's not going to work.
How did you come up with this list of ideas that you're talking about here as a starting point for this conversation on cutting federal spending?
Oh, it was just looking at the spending, looking at the type of programs we have, and I couldn't even fit it on one sheet. I mean, if we were to try and put as many programs as possible, we would have a book of government programs. So I just put out a couple of them so we can start talking. What I really want to do is hit the ground running. We do have a big problem, and we're trying to do everything we can to look at some programs that are inefficient, that aren't really working, and see if we can do a better job.
Mayor Love, the congressman yesterday also said your record as mayor shows your willingness to cut local public safety funding, even, as he put it, while retaining funding for gifts for employees. Is it true?
Oh, my gosh. Again, he is at best distorting half-truths. He is absolutely, he has no idea what we've done in Saratoga Springs. As a matter of fact, I didn't cut any of the police budgets. They give us a budget, and we look at it, and I just didn't give them everything that they wanted. Every year, the police budget has been the same or has actually gone up and increased. As our population increased, of course, we have to get more funding out there. There is a role the government plays, and that is public safety. Our property tax pays for nothing but public safety, and I need to make sure that the people of Saratoga Springs are taken care of. But you have to understand, he's used to Washington budgets, where if a proposed budget is not accepted, they call that a cut. That's not how it works. They ask us for the moon and the stars, and we give them exactly what they need to make sure we keep Saratoga Springs safe. That is responsible budget planning.
This is Politics Up Close. My guest is Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love, candidate in Utah's 4th Congressional District. Mia, tell us about your experience speaking at the Republican National Convention in Florida and the behind-the-scenes preparation that goes into such a major event.
Well, it was, you know, I just wanted to speak from the heart. I wanted to paint this vision of the America that I know, the America that Utah knows, the America that we all know. And I wanted to paint this picture of our history and being able to stand up to challenges when they come. And it was absolutely wonderful. I think the message resonated, and I think we did a good job representing Utah.
I understand it's been reported that you originally had planned to say something along the lines of President Obama has divided the nation by race, but you ended up not saying that. I'm curious, is that the case? And if so, why did you decide to leave that out?
Well, we wrote a long op-ed, and the thing that I didn't want to do was I didn't want to play from his playbook, because I view myself as equal among all Americans. And I want a president that sees me equally among all Americans. And so I wanted to talk about he is very divisive. And I wanted to talk about just the principles of we're all created equal under God, and we need to have a president that sees us equally as Americans. And so I just didn't want to play into that, and I wanted to talk about the economic issues, and I wanted to talk about just our country in general and why we love this country. I wanted to talk about freedom and what's great about this country.
So, Mayor Love, as I mentioned, you'll be appearing this afternoon with former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. How did your campaign, how were you able to get her to come to Utah to participate in the campaign?
Well, she's supportive. I mean, she wanted to come and help, and we are glad to have her. She's been just a great role model, and she's just been absolutely wonderful. She's an accomplished musician. She's incredibly intelligent, and I'm honored and humbled to have her here in the state of Utah, and I wanted to give Utah as much access to her as possible. And so we're going to have a lunch out here, and people are going to be able to hear her speak, and we're really excited to have her.
Why do you think, Mia, that so many Republican figures like Speaker Boehner, like John McCain, have put their interest in this race? I mean, Utah is clearly not a swing state in this presidential election. Mitt Romney will clearly win overwhelmingly on the presidential ticket. Why do you think all these folks really care about this one particular race?
Well, I can quote Paul Ryan. When somebody asked him why he's supporting me, he said, and this is a colleague of my opponent, Jim Matheson, he said that Jim Matheson doesn't have what it takes to get this country back in order. And I think that my story is a story that resonates with most Americans. The idea of working hard and achieving something without having to go and look for Washington to fix all of your problems is a great message. It's a message of standing up for what's right. It's a message of coming to this country and not being predestined to be poor. It's a message of being able to start with nothing or start with very little and be as successful as you possibly can. And I think that's why that message resonates. And I think it resonated when I was out in Tampa.
We're speaking with Saratoga Springs Mayor and Congressional Candidate Mia Love. And Mia, I know you have only a few minutes left, but quickly, your city, Saratoga Springs, has seen both flooding and a major wildfire in recent weeks, something that I'm sure has made it a little bit more difficult to campaign for this race. But this issue has kind of led some people to question how you can accept federal emergency funding for Saratoga Springs while at the same time talking about drastically cutting back federal spending that goes to local cities, that helps local cities like Saratoga Springs. What's your perspective on this issue and the role the federal government should play when it comes to helping cities like yours clean up after a disaster?
Well, I can tell you this. They're not helping us with the mudslide. They actually had a fire on all of those lands were federal and state lands. Those were not Saratoga Springs lands. And we had to spend a lot of resources to fight fires on federal land, which makes a great argument that we should be in control of our lands. And if we were, we wouldn't have to look to Washington. But I can tell you this. When those floods came in, we didn't look to Washington. We had over 8,000 volunteers show up with shovels and brooms and cleaned it up. And I said, we're going to have this thing cleaned up before Washington knows we're on the map. So I think that that's a testament to how we can get things cleaned up without Washington's help. The people here are absolutely wonderful. You can either make excuses or make progress. And those volunteers that came over all around the state of Utah to make progress is really a testament of who we are as a people. And that's the Utah I know. And I was really just incredibly humbled, honored, and so proud of the state.
And finally, Mayor Love, we've seen outside spending in this race, and we will continue to, no doubt, on both sides of the aisle, the Republicans nationally trying to help you win, the Democrats nationally trying to help Jim Matheson win. Are you worried that either side will be, the campaigning will be taken over by outside interest groups and that your message will get lost in the middle of all that?
I can tell you right now, I know who I represent, and that's the people of the 4th District. I've made no promises or no attempt, and everybody knows that that's who I represent. I work where the rubber meets the road. I'm used to representing people, and I think that that's a change we need in Washington. But we do have $2 million of left of the outside groups, liberal groups that are coming in and doing attack ads against me, and we need to stand up and say we are not going to let them buy this vote. We're going to stand up and say we here are going to make sure that we get people in the state of Utah that represents our values. My opponent supports Barack Obama. I support Mitt Romney. Utah supports Mitt Romney. We are going to do everything we can to make sure that our voices are heard, and we're going to be at the table when it comes to making some big decisions in the direction of our country.
We've been speaking with Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love, who will appear later today with former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Her Democratic opponent is incumbent Jim Matheson in the 4th District. And Mayor Love, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure talking with you again.
Thank you so much. I'm just out, and I want to make sure I let everyone know that please go on the website. It's love4utah.com, love4utah.com. I'd love as much help as possible, and we're going to win this race. We're really excited about it.
Mayor Love, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Politics Up Close. We'll be right back.